Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing Inyan of Kinyan Lizman, and we saw that in numerous areas Halacha Kinyan Lizman is considered a Kinyan, except for Bikurim. We want to understand the difference. So again, we are in the Shiurim of Moraine of Rabbein, Amar Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. And he writes as follows, V'nidr v'gedr advarim, and it would appear the gedr is as follows, the Vadehu, the Bikinyan Lizman, this is in Simon Lamed Ches of the Shari Chaim. The Bikinyan Lizman, Yesh Lelokech, Ba'oso Zman, Bailus Gemura B'Foal. When a person has a Kinyan Lizman, this Kinyan is absolute, just that it's limited and defined by time. And the seller has the eternal Bailus. V'hamoicher, Yesh Lelos HaBailus HaOilomis. The seller has bailus forever. V'lachin b'gmar hazman, ha'chefetz chozer eilav. V'ein zeh bailus shemischadeshes oz. And therefore, b'gmar hazman, when the time finishes of this zman mukbal, this limited time, that he had this object, the object goes back to the owner. And it's not a new bailus, but rather, the moicher was the bailim the whole time. And the lokeach had bailus gemura for a specific time. So really the bailus here is mischalek, mischalekes. The owner has bailus olamis, and the kaina has kinyan gemur, kinyan gemur lizman. Ma'alokeach yesh lo b'fo'a bailus gemur lizman, v'chol ma sheyesh bailus b'chefetz mu'vad bailus u'shel zman, harei u'shel ha'mocher. V'chein ba'al ha'mamon b'koyach hu ha'mocher sheyesh lo bailus olamis. So anything that pertains to the eternal ownership belongs to the moicher, not to the kone. And his bailus on the mamon is not defined by time, but rather it's a bailus and a kinyan be'etzem. It's an inherent essential kinyan in this chayfetz. And even when the time that the object is acquired to the lokeach, the chayfetz ba'atzmuso belongs to the moicher, because he has the complete bailus, the permanent bailus on this object. And therefore, when it comes to, as we discussed in the previous shiur, a house, a talis, to be mischayev and mizuz and tzitzis, a vada, the person who owns it for a day, is chayev, because on the day that he owns it, he's completely the bailim. Also, in the nidon of the minchas chinuch, that if somebody owns a shivcha kenainis lizman, he can give it to his eved, even though it's only Lizman, right, according to the Maharsha, that the heter b'shivcha kenainis is only if it belongs to his master. But this would apply, says the Minchas Chinuch, even if it belongs to his master Lizman, for a specific amount of time. It's enough with this limited bailus that she should be considered the shivcha of her adon, and therefore he can give her to his eved. And as we said a chiddush last time, we said from the sheet of Rabbeinu Abigdor Kohen Tzedek, brought in the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Lamed Hei Simen Beis, that when it comes to an esrog that you own for the day is considered your esrog. The Rosh doesn't buy it. The Rosh says you're not yotze. Ayin k'tzos reish me'malav sif katan dalet. But according to Abigdor Kohen Tzedek, Esrog Lizman is considered Lachem. V'chein l'inyan Mudar Hanah. Also somebody who's Mudar Hanah v'lei nechzei chaveiro. V'eni achol osur alav. Like we saw in the previous shiur, that if somebody has a kinyan Lizman but nechzei chaveiro, he's allowed to be nana even if he's Mudar Hanah mechaveiro, he's not allowed to get enough from his friend. Because when it's his, it's mamish his. When the esrog is his, for the day it's his, it's mamish his. So that's when it comes to all these halachas. Just lenyan bikurim, it's different. So hopefully we'll explain. says later on in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, when somebody sells his field to a goy, Leman Damrei in Kinyan Nachri Lafkia Midei Meiser, according to the opinion that holds that there is no kinyan for a goy, that's mafkia from Meiseris. So what's the din? The Jew has to buy it back. He has to buy back the fruits, and he has to bring Bikur Min HaTorah, because the goy's kinyan isn't mafkia midei Meiser. So the Jew is still responsible for these fruits, and the Jew has to go take them now and bring Bikur Min HaTorah. Vayin Shamba Rashi, David Leinini Kedusha Sebrishus Yisrael, Kilu Mishkan Aligoy, even though he sold it to the goy, as far as its Kedusha is concerned, it's like it's in the Jew's possession. It's like he just gave it to a goy to use in the meantime, but it really belongs to the Jew, and therefore he's not considered a buyer, it would be putter. For Maisrus. And it's also Chayv in Bikurim. Came to Bikurim mitzvah derami alehi mechayev likach peres min anachri lahavi. Since Bikurim is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him, he has to buy the peres from the guy, and he has to bring the peres to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. He's in Eretz Yisrael. He has to bring them to the Mikdash. So we have to understand, even though there's no kinyan l'goy lafkia mikdash saretz, but he can still do whatever he wants. He has a kinyan, lach bor boros, shichet maros, ayin shamim zayin amad aleph. And if so, the kark and the peris belong to the goy. So mehechi tesi, that a Jew should be mischayev to bring bikurim from karka that doesn't belong to him. So here the Gemara is saying a chiddush, he has to bring bikurim even though the goy owns the karka. But the goy can do whatever he wants in the karka. You're right, as far as the kedusha goes, it still belongs to the Jew. But the goy can do whatever he wants in the karka, so mechi tesi, that the Jew is chayv in bikurim. So says Rabbeinu Chaim Azai. V'nira b'zeh, de l'kedusha sa'aretz yesh geder bailus miuchedes. When it comes to kedusha sa'aretz Yisrael, there's a special geder of bailus, of ownership. Besides bailus mammon, and this bailus is mechayev bebikurim. Ukshemachar sedeu legoy, when he sells his field to the Gentile, kevin she'enu kinyan legoy lafkia mikedusha sa'aretz, since there's no kinyan for the goy to remove the kedusha sa'aretz Yisrael from this land, imken kedusha sa'aretz nisharet shel Yisrael. So the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael remains that of the Jew. Well, then in Kedushas Haaretz, Ein Asadam and Mushkenes Lagoy, or Betzim Yishayechas Liyisrael HaMoicher, but Kedushas Haaretz Shalohi. Rakbedinei Mamanis Yishal Lagoy. So there are two different Kinyanim here. There's the Kinyan in the Kedusha, and that belongs to the Jew. There's a Kinyan in Maman, and that belongs to the Goy. Vayin Yerushalmi Dumai Perakeh Alachaches, that Rabbi Yami says in the name of Rishon Ben Lakish, that we learned that Ein Kinyan Lakum Beretzel Afkim Midei Meiser, from the Pasuk Mesachat Mosav Venechem Achorechem Lorechem Shachuza, Hikish Achuza Lavodim Avodim Atem Konim Mehem Veinem Konim Mikem, Afachuza Atem Konim Mikem Veinem Konim Mikem. So just like Avodim, you buy from them, they don't buy from you, so too the portion in Eretz Yisrael, you buy from the Goy, but the Goy doesn't buy from you. Mavur. So what do you see from this? That ain't Kenyan la'akum Beretz Yisrael is kipshuto. He doesn't have bailus l'gabi kedushas haaretz like avodim. A goy doesn't have Kenyan iser in an eved kenaini. Right, there's something called Kenyan iser that he's aser b'bas Yisrael till he's freed. So the guy doesn't have that Kinyan Isser in the Eved. Who does the Kinyan Isser belong to? The Kinyan Isser belongs to the Jew. The guy only gets the Kinyan for his Maisi Adayim. But the Kinyan Aguf belongs to the Jew. And here also, when it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's the Mamonis. The Mamonis belongs to the Goy, but the Kedusha belongs to the Jew. And according to this, it would appear that the Bailus on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is tali be'etzem ha'bailus ha'olamis v'atmid shel ha'karka. So the bailus on Kedushas Haaretz is dependent on the bailus olamis, on the eternal ownership of the land, and not the temporary ownership of the land. And this is because somebody who's bailum on the karka be'etzem, he has a kinyan le'inyan Kedushas Haaretz. Mishu bailam ala karka be'etzem shaykha le'gama kenyan l'kedushas haaretz. The one who has bailus be'etzem on the karka, the bailus olamis, he has the kenyan for kedushas haaretz. And not that the Gemara says that it's taloi in the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's because only according to Reish Lakish that kenyan peres lavka kenyan aguf. V'amocher leperetz maybe veino kore. So only according to Reish Lakish that buying the peres is not like buying the goof. And if somebody sells peres, the person who bought the peres brings the peres to the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't read the parsha because it's not his land, because the bailam on Kedushas Haaretz is the baal kinyan aguf. And so too, Kenyan Lazman is considered like Kenyan Paris, like the Ran writes that we mentioned in the previous year. And the Bailus is Batsim, not his. And Mamelia is no Kenyan on the Karkal in Kedush Saretz. Hashem came the Rabbi Yechon and the Kenyan Paris is Kenyan Aguf. That he's considered, the person who buys the peres is considered bailim. And the goof, because of the schus kinyan peres, so he's bailim on Kedushas Haaretz. And so too, b'kinyan lizman, he's considered bailim l'inyan Kedushas Haaretz. So who's bailim l'inyan Kedushas Haaretz? So that depends on the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Kenyan Paris is Lafka Kenyan Aguf. So therefore it's the person who owns the Karka, not the person who has the Paris. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kenyan Paris is Kenyan Aguf. If he has Paris, then he also has Guf. And so too when it comes to Kenyan Lizman, person who has Paris, it's considered his Lenin Kedushas Haaretz. And according to Reish Lakish, Lenin Kedushas Haaretz, when it's a Kenyan Lizman, who does it belong to? It belongs to the owner of the land, not the one who bought the Paris. Because Kenyan a Paris lavka Kenyan aguf. But the point is that you need Bailus Olamis. When it comes to Kedushas Haaretz, it depends who has Bailus Olamis. Is it Machlokas or Yochanan Reish Lakish? Who has the Bailus Olamis? Is it the Baal HaPeres or not? But the point is that when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz, Sol Talui and Bailus Olamis. Nevertheless, it would appear that if a Kohen sells his slave to a Jewish person for a specific period of time, this slave can eat truma. A Kohen who sells a slave to a Jew for a specific period of time can eat Truma. And if a Jew sells his abbot to a Kohen for a specific period of time, he doesn't eat Truma. And that's based on the Tosas Niyavamis, 66a, Dibur Maschil Amana, that Achilas Truma is totally in the Kinyan Isser. We hold that Mu'ukav Get Shichur, which gives him the, which frees him from the Kinyan Isser, eats Truma. So if he doesn't get his Kinyan, if he doesn't get his Get Shichur, he's eating Truma. Because it's all totally in the Kinyan Isser. Eating Truma depends on the Kinyan Isser. And even according to the Mandamar, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, for Yochanan, nevertheless, Achilas Truma is Tali Bebailim de Kedushas Aguf. Because as Tosa says, as far as Kinyan Isser is concerned, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf doesn't help us. So you see who really owns this Eved, not who's using the Eved. If it's Kinyan Lizman, you see who really owns the Eved, as far as him eating Truma. So too, the Kinyan Lizman, the Bailus of the Kinyan Isser, is Shayach only to the Bailim Tmidim and not to the Bailim Alazman. Because Kinyan Isser is like Kinyan Ishus, like the Ramban writes in Kedushin Tezayin Amar Aleph. And therefore it's not Shayach Zman. Because when it comes to Ishus, there's no such thing as Kinyan Peris. So when it comes to Kinyan Isser, we see who's the permanent owner. And as far as this is concerned, we can't compare Kinyan Isser to Kedushas Haaretz. Because Kedushas Haaretz, somebody who has Kinyan Peiros, if you hold Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf. So the one who has Kinyan Peiros also owns the Guf. But here, using him Lizman, which is like Kinyan Peiros, is not considered Kinyan Aguf. Using the Eved Lizman. You look at the person who has the real Kinyan Aguf, not the one who has Kinyan Peiros. So who's the Kinyan Isser Shaykh to the permanent owners? They're the Bailim Betzim Alamamin. And not in the Bailim Lizman, that their Bailus is limited by time. So if that's true, Achilas Truma is dependent on the Bailus Olamis. And if this Bailim is a Kohen, he eats Truma. And if the Bailim is not a Kohen, then he doesn't eat Truma. But it all depends, when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz, it depends on the person who has Bailus Olamis. When it comes to Achilas Truma, I mean, that it depends on... Again, when we're dealing with an Eved, and we want to know can the Eved eat Truma or not, who do we look at? We look at who really owns the Eved. Not who owns him Lizman. Because when it comes to Achilas Truma, we follow the Bailus Olamis. And here, Kinyan Peretz, Kinyan Aguf doesn't help us. Only when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz, there's a machlokes, if Kinyan Peretz is Kinyan Aguf, and therefore the one with the Kinyan Peretz, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is going to also have Kinyan Aguf. The bottom line is that when it comes to Bikurim, we follow the one who has Bailus Olamis and not the one who's able to use the Karka, not the one who has Bailus Mammon, but the one who has Bailus on the Kedusha. That's what's Mechayev in Bikurim. So when you sell your field to a guy, he owns it mamonistic, but kedushadik, you own it. Just like when you sell your Eved Kenani to a guy, he owns it mamonistic, but kedushadik, kinyan isserdik, you own him. So when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz, it's Talui in Bailos Olamis, and there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when you have Kinyan Peiros, is that Kinyan Aguf? If it is, then you have Bailos Olamis, that's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says, no, you don't. Your Peiros still have Kinyan Aguf, and the person who sold it has Kinyan Olamis, and therefore it's as far as Kedushas Haaretz Israel is concerned, it belongs to the seller. If he's only selling Paris or if he's selling it Lizman. When a Kohen sells his Ebet to a Yisrael Lizman, so here we follow the one who's Bailam on Kedushas Haguf. Here, when it comes to Kenyan Isser, Tosa says, we don't say Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf. And Mamela, the seller, if the seller is a Kohen, to a Yisrael Lizman, then he's going to eat Truma. If the seller is a Yisrael to a Kohen Lizman, he's not going to eat Truma. Because the one who has Bailas Olamis is determining whether or not he can eat Truma. So that's the Hagdara of Kenyan Lizman. The person who has it Lizman, Kenyan Gamur. Then there's something called Bailas Olamis, and that belongs to the seller. So now we understand what we learned in the previous shiur, that Ran writes that a Kenyan that's not Olamis, It's like a Kenyan Paris. And Mimela, if you sell, Bizman Sheyovel Noeg, if you sell your field, someone else, and Yovel's Noeg, and it's coming back to you, says maybe Veino Kore, because he doesn't have Bailas Olamis, so there's no Kriyas HaParsha. According to Reish Lakish, that Kenyan Paris is Lavka Kenyan Aguf. So you're right, Mamanistic, he's the Bailam forever. He's the absolute Bailam, excuse me, the one who bought it. When it comes to the Kedusha, we say no. That it still belongs to the one who's going to have it forever, not for the one who has it temporarily. So that explains Kinyan Lizman. And the next shir, we'd like very much to explain the Inyan of Shchiv Meira. We asked, is it Lamafreya, is it not Lamafreya? And we saw Stiras. Whether Matna Shchiv Meira is L'mafrei or not. So, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue in the next Shalom, shalom, sweetie. Thank you so much for listening.